Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Borderland, written by Graham Ackhurst and read by Jared Draper. It was graduation day. I sat uncomfortably in the first row of the auditorium at St. Lucia Private, waiting to receive my high school certificate. The school band stopped playing and silence filled the great hall. I knew we'd have to walk onto the stage soon, shake hands, receive papers and smile for the camera. The other grade 12 students around me seemed elated, but my stomach was tight. I felt an attack coming on. I focused on deep, slow breathing like Mum had taught me. I'd been looking forward to graduation all year. To be finally finished with school was massive, but a few weeks ago, out of nowhere, I started to get these panic attacks. It felt like I'd taken a big breath in but then couldn't exhale, and all consequent breaths sat on top. Soon after, the dread would come. Jenny must have noticed my breathing and put her hand in mine. Jenny was my best friend. Our mums loved cooking together and we'd grown up close in Brisbane. Today she'd straightened her long black hair. It was usually a crazy, wiry mess like a bird's nest. She smiled. "It'll be over soon, Jono," she said. "Just chill. We only have to play Dancing Possum for a little bit longer." Dancing Possum. It was her term for what was expected of us at these events. We were paraded around so the school could show off how socially conscious they were and all the wonderful things they were doing to close the gap by helping the poor black fellas. Don't get me wrong, it was great to be on a scholarship, but it came with conditions. Like having to be the very first person on stage after the principal made a speech about you and the only other Indigenous student. It was a bit much. Principal Davis moved toward the podium. She wore a long green dress, her nails were painted bright pink, and her blonde hair was styled and stiff. She'd moved from Tasmania 2 years ago and was known for complaining about the humidity and constantly slurping on a water bottle. My hands were wet with sweat. The terror was knotting up my insides. Principal Davis tapped the microphone and waited for silence. "Good afternoon, class of 2017. Just before we begin," she grabbed a piece of paper and read, "I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we are gathered on today, the Yugara. Panic crossed her face, and she looked directly down at Jenny and me.